Dear brothers and sisters.
Speaking to tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square, the Holy Father reflected on how the ministry of the apostles continues through their successors, the bishops.
The apostles themselves appointed others to take their place and to carry on their work.
Pope Benedict turned to the writings of some of the early church fathers in his explanation.
St. Irenaeus, writing at the end of the 2nd century, links the tradition handed down from the apostles to the historical succession of bishops in the churches they established. Irenaeus points in particular to the Church of Rome, founded by the apostles Peter and Paul.
The Pope says the progressive evolution of the episcopate is one that has been guided from the early Christian communities to the steps of the deacon, priest and bishop by the Spirit of God, who assists the Church in discernment of authentic forms of apostolic succession.
The succession of bishops in this Church can be seen as a sure sign and criterion of the unbroken transmission of the apostolic faith. Consequently, he says, every church throughout the world must be in accord with the Roman Church.
Therefore, says the Pope, we have to remain open to how the Holy Spirit continues to lead us through this apostolic chain, a chain, he says, which is not merely material, but is more overly a historic instrument that serves the work of the Holy Spirit to present the Lord Jesus through this ministry to his people.
The Church's perseverance in the apostolic tradition is thus guaranteed by the continuity between the original community of the apostles and the College of Bishops. Through apostolic succession, the Holy Spirit makes the risen Christ present to his Church in the ministry of souls ordained to preach the gospel, to celebrate the sacraments, and to serve as loving shepherds of his flock.
I'm Catherine Smybert.